Commissioner's Court Workshop, Thursday, February the 5th, 2026, at 10 a.m. begins here.
The notice of the meeting, Franklin County Commission, this is a workshop today on the 5th day of February at 10 o'clock a.m. here in the courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start with our prayer, okay?
Sure. Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings, Lord. We're grateful for all the many blessings you bestow upon us, Lord, here in this, our country and our state and here in our county, Lord. We thank you for all of our family, friends, and loved ones, Lord, that are neighbors. Help us always look after each other, take care of one another. God, give us wisdom this morning as we work out these things on our agenda. This workshop, I thank you, Lord, for this court, for all of our county employees, our first responders, Lord, that are represented here today, that are working today. Bless, protect, and keep them all safe. Lord, we do have grateful hearts, and we ask all these prayers in the name of Jesus.
Amen. There's our Randy. Just in time for a plane to move. The American flag was your first. American flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and one indivisible.
The Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
You kind of got those confused.
Yeah, y'all want to do the pleasure again?
Yeah.
Let's get it right. Fire department, we discussed that. We talked about 500 different things. So what was the main thing? The truck? Purchasing?
We'll just let Blake get this all up.
You just jump on in there. Just
well,
what were you talking about today?
All right, so, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure. About 8 months ago, somebody came to me and said, hey, the county may want to buy a fire truck. You guys took, for one out. Yeah, I said, oh, great. So I showed up. I said, hey, we're one, I think I emailed Marlon Morris that we'll come to the next workshop, whatever, talk. And so I'm trying to, and since then, we've gotten that grant through the Forest Service, $300,000. I thought, well, we merge this grant with that. Or we don't have to. We can. But I think, if you look at the needs of the county, the two trucks that we currently are running now have, got some age on them. And we're averaging out, if you look at the mileage, we're averaging now since October 1st, 998 miles extra a month. And so your average fire truck for a city department is around 7,000 miles a month. The NFPA recommends a fire truck be replaced every 10 years, so you're getting about 70,000 miles on a fire truck. And so right now at this pace, that 1,000, extra. And that truck there's 20, the one we're running now is 22 years old. So, if you look at the needs of the county for ISO and all that stuff, it would be a bigger fire truck. So. I guess my question is what would we want to spend? What does the county, how much would they like to put into it? Or what could we do? Because the fire trucks, you can go anywhere from $300,000-$500,000 up to, whatever you want to spend. They're going to build a fire truck for whatever you have, how much money you got. there's no bargaining right now. The trucks, the truck that Mr. Wofford had, it's gone. They've already sold it. That truck didn't work for us because that was what they call a city truck. And so you say, well, we're in Mount Vernon. Well, no, it's a city truck for like Baltimore, Maryland. It's for New York. These are where you pull up and do what they call reverse lays. You pull up because on the front of that fire truck was an intake. You pull up, connect straight to the hydrant, you reverse lay. These are for fire departments that have lots of staffing. We don't have that luxury, so we have to, improvise. So I don't know, it's really what does the county want to try to do and work and get something. I think Eddie's here to talk about his tanker. Water supply is a huge issue. an engine would carry, you know, more water. We had an incident up here, I guess a house fire here just a few weeks ago north of the airport. And we had engine one, engine two, that was 1,500 gallons. And North Franklin's tanker wouldn't grant. So the nearest tanker coming was Eddie coming from South Franklin. You know, he's got 3,000 gallons. So Eddie shows up, it's really, you know, you're like, oh, thank God. Well, before he got there, we slowly ran out of water. So water's always going to be the issue anywhere in the county. And so that's why these tankers are very important. So, you know, an engine, this engine for the Texas Forest Service would have to be a 1,000-gallon engine. Right now, we're running one with 500 gallons. And so we're hoping we call and try to ask for a tanker or at least another engine for water supply. So there's just, I don't know, there's so many things out there and ways to attack this. And it's just what would you guys like to do? You know, what would the county want to do?
We talked about that smaller truck.
Yes,
the tanker. That's the one that you really kind of want us to go forward on, correct?
Well, that's very usable in the county, but it's only got 300 gallons. So we have to understand that a truck like that, if we're out here, we've had several calls now where we, you know, we stretched out throughout the county. If you're on in that, if those two guys are in that truck, and say we get a car fire or if we get a house fire or something, we have 300 gallons, and that's, I don't know if Eddie can tell you, if it's not a whole lot of water. It'll buy you some time, but not a lot. So,
what do you want? What do you want?
Yeah, tell us what the best option is.
We'll get our money more out here.
Well, I don't want this to sound greedy or anything. Your best option to me, countywide, would be an engine, something that would respond out throughout the county. That's what I, as a fire chief, I want to take all my tools with me as much as I can. Now, we need to subsidize that more on some of these calls and trying to call some of these medical calls. And I don't want to not go into medical calls. The fire, these guys have had to ride into the hospital on numerous calls in the county just in the last month on CPRs and stuff. And I didn't realize that. I mean, I knew that it happened in the past, but I didn't, when I started putting the numbers to it, I was like, well, there's just a lot more. So,
okay. So on the money that we're talking about, you can use the 300,000 from that to subtract it off of the new tanker. And if you get a new tanker, it's going to take about a year.
Full
engine. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've got tankers on the line. I can't even say the place of living. So we're talking about the 1.2 million.
Well,
minus.
Yeah. Well, it's it was actually right out of the million. So I think in the last commissioner's workshop, for some reason, the 1.5 million. Yeah. Somebody got that, but it wasn't that high. It was right. The engine, like what they call the S180, is a stock truck. Now, we're not buying a custom-built fire truck. We're buying a stock truck. This is a truck that rolls off the assembly line as is. And it's a nice truck. It's going to last you. So you can try to find, there's other trucks that might be a little bit cheaper, but you got to look at something. This is a long-term purchase. The way I look at it is a long-term purchase. This is a 10-plus-year purchase. So I want something that's going to last, like, you know, doesn't have a lot of plastics and stuff. It's got more metal and stuff in it.
And that carries how much?
That, what's that? 1,000 gallons. So it has to meet to be able to be used for the Forestry Service grant. It has to have 1,000 gallons of water, a 4.5-inch discharge, and so in that a 4-inch discharge, and that one has that. So, but it, now it's, you know, it's $1 million. So, and like I say, that was 2 months ago, so I'd have to rebid that.
But if you ordered it right now, how long would it take you then?
I don't know now. they're gone. They're if you look on the websites, the ones that are being put out there, they're being snatched up. You know, there's just a high demand for them right now. And then the federal government and the state, you know, the Forest Service, they're spitting out a lot of money for these trucks. And so they're snagging them up as quick as before they come off. So I'd have to, you know, I have to make a phone call and check. And they don't come off of it.
You need for us to come in here on our next, well, not probably Monday because we already got a deal, and put it on the agenda to go ahead and order that truck.
To approve the purchase.
To approve the purchase. And so we need something from you pretty quick to get back with us. And so, because like I said, we can do the 7-year note, correct, Marla?
Yeah,
tax. And if we went with the, you know, and if you wanted to utilize the grant, That's $300,000 off of that, plus, and it would defer, payments would not be until the truck, a year from after the truck's delivered.
That's right. And I mean, so it may be 2 years down the road.
It very well could, you know. You wouldn't have to make a payment, you wouldn't have to do anything for 2 years. So
we'll have our pre-road paid down on our other stuff and everything, so.
Yeah, it'll be done by then. My next question would be, how is the city with the grant? Are you guys on board with something like that?
Yeah, sure. I think that we would be fully supportive of that. We've been talking about it for months.
And that's a guarantee, the $300,000. It's just got to.
Yes.
So there's nothing, you know, so these financing companies, you know, if you chose to choose a financing company, they're very, they do all kinds of stuff because they want your business. You know, these are long-term purchase paper. Mm-hmm. So they, so the $300,000, that is your down payment. So basically the way I understand it, the county or city, whoever were to do it, pays zero. There's no cost to anybody for a year and defer payments.
But the $300,000 has got to be from city, not us.
No, the $300,000 comes from the forestry service.
Oh, I know. Yeah, but yes. Our name is city.
The grant came to the city.
Yeah, the grant came to, well, yeah, it came to the Glower and Fireball. So, yeah.
Yeah. Here's the only thing. 20 years from now, I know those will be here probably. Well, maybe something like that. I don't know. I don't want someone to pop up later saying, this is our truck. I said, you know, they sit here and fuss and fight going, oh, that's.
Right.
I want to make sure that's cleared up. Right. And we put that in writing somewhere where if we buy this, then.
And whoever.
If they split it down the road, we want our engine to go for the county, of course, if they get Mount Vernon gets by us, start spraying Mount Pleasant. You know.
I understand. Whoever's maintenance in, you know, it's. Lawn effect services, anything like that. Just keep that in mind.
Well, for now, it won't, but you don't.
Yes, right.
Yes.
But it has to, according to the, if you look on the Texas Forest Service website, it just has to stay where it is given the grant to for 10 years. After 10 years, so like right now, we have those two brush trucks, brush one and brush two, those are forestry service trucks. Yes. One was a 2008, one's a 2011. So those trucks now, we can sell those trucks. And during that time period, you can't sell them. They have to stay where they're at. Now, you can't move them, you can't do anything with them. They have to stay with whoever they go with.
Sure.
Eddie's got the same grant as a tanker. It has to stay with South Franklin Fire Department for 10 years. Then Eddie can decide if he wants to sell it or whatever. That's just their major, that's one of their major stipulations.
Anybody's opinion?
So we get a truck. What's the plan to do with the two we got now?
What? So I don't know. We'll have to look. He probably sell. We need to sell one because we're running room. We have to get rid of one. So we talked about trying to sell the engine one. But I talked to Craig and I said, hey, we need to. You know, engine one is our newer truck. It's got less miles on it, but it's got some mechanical things that we've got to go, that we can't get fixed here. It's got to go to South Dallas. So they're in the process of South Dallas. I've got them a list of all the stuff that's got to be fixed on it. So I'm waiting on their estimate on what it's going to cost. And so once we get that back, the idea is to sell one of those two trucks and then take that money and upgrade and maybe buy another type of truck. I'd like to get rid of some of these older trucks and upgrade the age. Because that's what we're fighting. We've got over $20,000 since October 1st in just fixing stuff. And so I'm like, this can't continue, you know. Carson, you know, I think it's Carson driving, but anyway, Carson was driving. Rush one, they shut down the middle road on grass fire, you know, once he stopped, he blocked the road. But that's the fuel pump went out, you know, and that truck is a 2000.
Doesn't have no miles on it. He didn't even know what to drive a car.
You know, so, you know, we'll work wherever we've got. Because, you know, whatever y'all choose, we'll work with. We'll make it work. And that's the motto. If our department and Daphne will come and do the job. We'll do it.
I think we've discussed it. I think that we probably talked about it enough that we're all okay. Just get us the number for pretty quick, I guess, because we need to go ahead and at least get it ordered.
So what is our priority level of equipment? What will we, if we do this, what will we need from that point forward? Where do we need to go in the future?
So I want a long-term commitment with the city and county, you know, merging. So yeah, I think the engine is huge. That would be a huge step. And then just slowly upgrading our equipment. The sheriff made a huge jump for us on rescue equipment, and then you all approved it. We're good. We're set pretty good there. So there's just things that, gear and things like that. Those are constant things that are used all the time that are the wear and tear on those. A set of bumper, you're supposed to last 10 years. If you use it all the time, it's not gonna last that long. So it's just little smaller things, but the equipment stuff, adds up quick. As far as apparatus, we got the skid unit for Brush 2. That truck there's only got 20,000 miles on it. It's a diesel. It's a 2011. It should last us. But we got the Forest Service. We can upgrade that skid unit. That would be great for us throughout the county. But I think our vehicles are just costing us a lot of money, that we shouldn't have to spend all the time. And so, I don't know if that's what your answer to your question, but.
Just a little more over here.
But what you're looking at, if we do get a new engine, you're wanting to try to get another vehicle to make a lot of the little local,
yes,
like you said, EMS call.
Once we get to we talked about this before, where I help, with the large, it's a larger budget, it all goes back to staff. And if I have three people, right now is a good example, these guys are going to call, and I say, hey, take the grass truck. If I'm at the station, I'll stay at the station. They'll take the grass truck, and there's no reason to send an engine all the time. We used to send the engine for water supply, but they'll jump in the grass truck, and I'll stay there because I can bring it. But at nighttime, we have two people. So staffing will dictate a lot of that. And so we'll quit sending. We don't want to send that engine out. It doesn't need to go out on every call.
Yeah.
The firemen want to go out on every call. And I'm the same way. I like to go out on, Carson, see, he's shaking his head. He knows. He's a city fireman. He wants to take a big truck on everything. That was the same way, but now I look at it a different, my perspective is different, and so I'm looking at every mile, 6 to 8 miles a
gallon for a fire truck.
So it's wear and tear. And I'm not the only one. Bigger cities are doing the same thing. They've got these multi-million-dollar fire trucks, and they're starting to run these little, what they call squads and stuff like that, but they're also 2 or 3 miles away from most of their incidents. They're not 15 miles south of the lake or up by Higginsport and 10 miles up there. They had a call south of the lake, guys rode in, and then had to go to Winsboro to pick up the rider and then come back. Well, if you look, it was 50-something miles, I think, in the triangle. And so I looked and I said, you probably could have done that with a smaller truck on that medical call. Mm-hmm. So these are just things that we'll have to slowly morph into and figure it out. I know y'all talked about Hopkins County. They bought that smaller truck and some attack. Mm-hmm. Well, if you'll notice, you'll start seeing more pictures. They're running it more because they realized they've got a 9-year-old truck with 200+ thousand miles on it, with the motor's been rebuilt twice on it. So they're trying to make it last. So that's what they're using the smaller truck for.
Yeah. What one of them trucks, like you talked about a smaller one, what are you looking to have to spend on one of them?
You're probably about $300,000. I thought that's what you're coming to fast for today. We've been looking at that. Well, there's some options. I would love to have a little bit of all of it, but if you're looking at a long-term purchase, and I think the grant is a big jump, we're not going to get that grant again anytime soon. And to utilize it to the most and get every penny we can from the Forest Service, an engine would be your best bet. Or like what Eddie's buying is a tanker. We don't need a tanker because we don't get them. It'd be great to have them. We don't have room for one, but we don't have the people or staff and run that. Because even volunteers, even with what we have in volunteers in the county, we've had a good show here, but you're going to see that dwindle in the spring. People are doing stuff. People aren't home. That's just like that. As far as people having people showing up. And so you need people for those pieces of equipment. If you don't have people, it doesn't matter how much equipment you have. So
we're going to have to build a bigger building with some more bays. That's coming. Because we just don't have room to park everything.
No.
It's just that thing built whenever it was built.
Right, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's, it's
87, 88, somewhere there.
They had to come in there and take out the I mean, because we have, if you'll notice, you have engine one, engine two, side. Well, they're parked. You have to pull one out at a time. They have to turn. And so every time you pull out a cringe, because like I said, we're going to clip the front one of the next, so we park them back. And we've had some issues bumping into the sides, but that truck, that station was not built for them. That station was built for the smaller fire
trucks. Those are the Rex trucks.
Yes.
That's what we had. I kind of know what we want to do on that. Anybody got any questions? Rick?
Just out here, that rural ambulance grant, how often is that going to be available? Is that an every year thing, every 2 years? Do we know?
I thought it was one and done, but I'm not sure.
I haven't looked at it. I didn't know if that money, if it's available again, what are they, and I guess we can look at it, does it lay out what you have to buy? Do you have to buy an actual ambulance?
Yeah.
Can you buy a first response truck like what we're looking
for? I remember looking at it back here in the legislative session register. And it was all about just ambulance. And I don't hold to it, but I remember looked at a bunch of stuff back here in the summer, but seemed like that's what it was.
Well, that's an ambulance that can't be a first
I tried that was one of the things I was thinking about too when I was reading about it.
I tried to get them an ambulance, but they didn't want one.
Yeah. We was happy I was the first
I don't know if we can use it for a personal hot truck.
Right, no, I agree.
You get the smaller truck to talk to guys, it's $300,000 grant.
What was the house bill got?
House bill?
Oh, gosh, I
don't know. A little bit later, but.
Yeah, it's. That's just for ambulance. Because there's a lot of communities that only have ambulance.
House bill 3000.
You gonna read it out and see what it is?
Well, I'm gonna look it up, see if I can quickly.
All right. Well, we'll get with our stuff. I can get here. Okay. Hey, I got some more stuff. I got products today about some stuff we might can do in the near future. And I'll go ahead and kind of talk about it right now. Dana from the Water District came to me the other day with the APCOG meeting. He said that they have like 6 acres of land. Eddie, you already talked to him about that? Right across from by the dam there, Guthrie Park, said about 6 acres that they would work with us to make another fire station there. So that would help the lake folks on their insurance rates on that end. And including me, which I'm about a mile from there. And I could probably find just volunteers over there because I know several. I think that's probably a pretty good idea. That's something in the future we're going to have to look at. And if we just had like a bay or something, one truck or just a. What do you have to have to get the rating down? Just having a fire truck there, I'm not going to get
it. Does anybody ever work for an insurance company before I?
No.
So I'm going to say my piece on that. I think it's a scam. Because I think what. So I can tell you, I don't know if Eddie has got anything from Amy, the various lady. So, you know, she sent us, we had a whole list, we got to redo a bunch of hydrants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that what they're doing, I think the insurance companies are really being really hard on the ISO people because they're trying to bump their ISOs up so they can recoup their loss that they've had over the last 2 or 3 years of the natural disaster that we've had in the state. That's me. Right now, the word is Mount Pleasant is an ISO 2, and that they're fixing to go to a 5. And I was like, holy crap, because if that's the case, you know, a lot of it's because they have an aerial and they don't utilize their aerial. So we'll see how it all, you know, that's a lot of that's just hearsay. So I haven't got anything from her. They're real slow to get those numbers out right now. And I just feel like I think the insurance companies are taking advantage of that. I do. I think that you have to shop it around. And,
I mean, the ISO, it said insurance services, what did it say? Organization?
Organization.
So they work for the insurance companies, right?
I mean, yes.
It's not a governmental. It's not a governmental.
Insurance companies do set it up.
Yeah.
For their benefit.
Right.
And when it doesn't suit them, they change the rules.
Right. Yeah, so what I'm saying, it's not like a federal agency or anything like that. It's an organization that works with insurance companies.
Right.
So, and where we are,
I mean, we can't do anything to go better, just get better. We're already,
right. When you're, yeah.
I mean, they can't move us from a 2 up to a 5. I mean, we're got us stuck at a 10. So,
yeah,
the only thing we can do is get better.
Like, she sat there and told me, and she's from up in Oklahoma, and she says, I've got, you know, she's a volunteer. She's got, I've got my fire department, and we've got one fire hydrant. And she said, you know, I can work the numbers from, you know, get us locked down to a 4. She said the rural areas are easier to lower the ISO than the more populated areas, the city areas. And I was sitting there thinking, well, if you just told me that, why would, just give me a number. You know, just why would that, I really feel like it's a scam. They're trying, the insurance companies are pushing the Vera Risk, which is the company that's doing it now. I feel like they're pushing them to run those numbers up, to try to recoup.
Yeah.
Their losses. It's a business.
They're doing it just because those little rates just, I mean, 2 years ago, our rates just went sky high here in Franklin County. I mean, I know mine, I mean, just the homeowner, just your normal rate on the home is like 50%. Mm-hmm. And then they change the deductible plus then lower your, or raise the ISO rating.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're telling them non-renewal.
Right.
So that was a phone call I got last year. Fortunately, there's other places coming back in, but still, it's the rates are nowhere close to what they were in 2020. I mean, everything, just the inflation has hit everything.
Everything's going up. Yeah. And I'm going to use that example, just because I'm from or work there. But the City of Plano has a department that their job, there's three of them, they work for the city, and their job is to make sure the ISO stays at a 1. And that just that alone, that department has a $4 million budget for 3 people that work there. And then just they make sure that they keep, you know, they have an $80 or $90 million fire budget now. But their job is to make sure the City of Plano stays at a 1. And anything that a 5 and down doesn't even affect residential homes. You only affected anything 6 and up. 5 and down only goes for industrial. So they want to keep that number down to try to draw in bigger companies and stuff. You know, it's just a game. And so I firmly believe that the ISO bill is a scam right now for insurance companies to try to recoup the losses they've had over the last few years.
We need to spend more time with this lady that says she can move her numbers.
Get her numbers.
Well, yeah, she was super helpful. When, you know, she came in and she was blunt. She, you know, she had Levi, Levi walks in and she looks at him and he's got his copy of him and she's like, you sound, you know, he blocked him up. You know, she's just something else. She was, and I enjoyed talking to her and I learned a lot from her, but she was to the point because she dealt with volunteer and fire departments and stuff all her life. You know, there's just a lot of, I just think it's a total scam on all of it. But we have to play the game. You got to try to do what you got to do.
All right. Eddie, it's your turn. What do you want?
I'll say this for Eddie. When we call for a tanker, he's coming. And so that's
what you need.
That's
what you
need.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. How much?
532,206.
Well, I ain't that bad.
Now we can deduct 300,000 from it.
Yeah. Oh, that's not even deducting 300,000, or
that's no. That's the total amount.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it'd be cost us 200,000+.
Yes.
Well, you're easy.
And how many tankers will that put in the county?
Well, we've got one now.
Okay, so
I'm not getting rid of it.
Okay, so they give you 2.
Well, they'll give us 2. Hurley has 2, North Franklin has 1, so 5.
So
but y'all will have a water truck?
A tanker, maybe.
Tanker, water truck, are you fine?
We don't have a place for one. I know most of your, I mean, a lot of, Cooper, I went to Cooper the other day, they have a tanker, you know, Winsboro has a tanker, we just don't have any. Wherever to put one. You know, I think that station was built, which was, of course, it's 40 years ago, a lot of that wasn't.
A couple of little fire trucks.
Right.
But y'all got the stuff done for the 300,000. The grant. Yes. You have work done in your place.
So when would yours, how small would it be for you guys?
We looked out
coin that we went with has got one in the shop that's almost ready to come off the assembly line. And it's a good possibility we could get it in about April.
Oh, really?
But it's on a 7-day hold. So.
Yes, we've got it on hold.
Got 7 days to make a decision.
Before somebody else steps in and...
And I'll say, and they will. These tankers, they're able to buy those tankers. I mean, they'll build those tankers a lot faster, but they are getting taken very quick. There'll be another one come along, but it may not be near as quick as that one as far as coming out.
Is this another 3,000 gallon like we got?
And the specs that we told out, Adam, this one pretty much made everything we had.
I might throw a small wrinkle in there. So your $300,000 would make your down payment, correct? And then we would have a balance of $232,206. My close.
The only thing is, the $300,000 we do not get it until after the truck is delivered and Forest Service inspects it. Then they'll write the check for that.
So we would have to come up with a whole $532,000 initially. How does that work?
Depends on how you finance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Depends on how it is.
My only problem is I don't think the bank will finance something I don't have yet. And so I don't know that I can put them together.
Right.
Yours and his. I have to call Jeff. I got to call him to Jeff. I'm calling this morning.
I lost his name. Carl.
Carl Nix.
Nix was first in. He they have finance companies that work with him and all that. If anybody's interested in seeing how they could benefit anybody. And I told him, I thought, let's do one step at a time.
Carl Nix from Bakerfield?
No, he was first in. He's out of Social Security.
Oh, where? Tobacco. Yeah.
All about the insurance. I mean, all about the interest rate.
Yeah.
It was 4.85 a couple of weeks ago when I talked to Jeff initially. But I'll need to ask him about how that's going to work, because he'll have equipment and he will not. For probably 2 years.
That's
when I say
at least a year. Yeah, that's really long.
So, I don't know how that'll work. I'll have to talk to him.
But on yours, we can go ahead and order it, and they don't need the money. No, sorry. So the way, I guess it depends on if you go use a local bank, and I'm going to throw this one out there. Like say, City National Bank is the same way. You don't put anything, they won't require anything down. And then now once the truck is delivered, you still won't put anything down. You'll just have a note at the bank counter. You'll get a line of credit, and then they'll actually hold that title. And then once you get your $300,000 from the Forest Service, that'll be your down payment. Mm-hmm. So you never really have to change cashing up. You know, there's no payment or anything. They utilize $300,000 as the down payment for your fire truck. These finance companies are doing the same thing. They're all over. They do the same thing so they can just try to get your business. Because they know it's hard to, because if you're waiting on that for the Forest Service has 30 or 90 days to get you that check. So you basically float a line of credit for that fire truck for 90 days.
But they're accruing interest, I'm sure.
They're not doing it just to be nice.
No.
So we the main thing here, not the problem. That's the problem.
Just how to make it work.
How to make it work. Yeah. This just didn't look like we're going to be able to roll all in one deal, but
That's what we're hoping you will do.
That's what we were hoping to do.
Probably two separate deals. Yeah. Just cover the timing for one's already ready and one won't. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I think we're all on board to move forward. That's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. You gotta figure out how to make this.
You gotta figure out how to make it all work, right?
So what you're saying, putting me up here, since his truck's ready to be purchased in April, we can't go ahead and just borrow because it's going to be...
I don't know.
You got to talk to Jeff.
I need to talk to Jeff and see. I thought it would be a little closer.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, we don't want him
to... April's not that far away.
Right. So we're going to have to do that. And I also have a deadline that comes into play that, you know, we have to, it's a timing thing. Because we'll set our debt rate not until August. So the payment couldn't be due until next year, no matter what. Because we are stretched to the limits this year. And the fire, you know, where we are. There's no...
Yes, ma'am.
After all we did last year and all that, we got to stick within the budget limits that we set. We can't go out in left field.
So we got to answer questions before.
What we could do, I just need to talk to Jeff. I do have some ideas, but y'all are going to have to let me think about it.
Mm-hmm. You're going to say something about the general fund and going dip it down
and
out.
Well, we can do that if we reimburse it.
Yes.
And that is a way you can do that. We could go ahead and pay, and as long as we're reimbursing the general fund, we can do that. We just can't.
Just take it out. Yeah.
We can't do it and like we would normally. We'll just take that out of fund balance. We've got to put it back in.
That just means our interest. We won't be making a lot of money on interest for a while.
So, no, interest isn't quite nearly as good as what it used to be. But yeah, I think it can be done. I need to talk to Jeff and see what our options are, and then figure out what's the best way for us to move forward, money wise.
Hagen's Sports truck wouldn't crank. I don't guess there's any of them here. Is it just because of battery, or what are they needing out there, or do y'all know?
I don't know if they're batteries or what. And I will say, you know, they are getting a new truck. It's being built as we speak. Mm-hmm. It's a brush truck on steroids, is what I call it. It's a brush truck. It's grant. It's a really nice truck. That tanker is extremely important, especially on the north side of the county. So I think, you know, that's...
Whether it's just batteries or if it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good truck.
That's why I didn't know how old.
Right.
I know they're older, but I didn't know what kind of shape it was in compared to like what Dave was talking about. Right. If you're needing one, or if I can just do a little work on it and have it.
It was probably just batteries on it.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not mistaken, it wasn't long.
But yeah, it was just the batteries.
Then another call and it ran on.
Good run. Okay. And I mean, I know how that can happen, especially in cold weather.
Yeah.
You crank it one day and it won't crank the next.
And somebody forgets to leave the switch on or radio on or something like that. That's it.
We run into that pretty often.
Yes.
Ricky, I think I may have said something to you about it, when we were talking about North Franklin, about the repeater getting fixed. We talked about that? I can't remember. He said, is there any way to get the repeater fixed? We cannot talk on to our dispatch on handhelds. And I thought I said, oh, I guess I did. I told him to contact you.
So that's what was on my second election. I've got this radio speech. We've been down since the tornado in South Franklin and North Franklin. Not firemen can't talk. We officers can't talk. I mean, it's a huge safety deal. I've been back and forth with the insurance people. This is a go check, little text dot on. I'm sick and tired. I can't figure out it's two separate incidents, and I don't know. I've had a couple of them hit pretty quickly, one upon the other, and so I don't know if they're back to trying to scam, they called it. I don't know what they're trying to figure out. I'd be fixed. Mm-hmm. Because officer can't talk. Past Century 21, and firemen can't talk hardly anywhere other than around town. It sounds like they would get out very well and break y'all down. I mean, the feeder's down out there, but it don't even throw.
Now, we've been down as long as
the tornado.
The one in the tornado took the roof off.
We have to.
So that's almost, I mean, it's coming up on a year.
The generator works. I get a 1 month left. Yeah, the generator's running.
1 month left and wait a year until. So we got 1 month left and we'll be a whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but no, it is down and we've been back and forth. I met Chris called and said, look, this is a huge safety issue. So, not like a driver since they don't want to say we'll reimburse you.
All right. What else?
Anybody else
need
equipment?
Well, you asking? You offering?
No, you guys are dumb.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe everybody else.
Maybe come back in 3 years.
Y'all are done. I told y'all the last time you were done. The fire department and other people in the county were next up. It is on me. It's blowing up. It's blowing up my head.
Wow, you're cold.
I just asked for air. I feel.
I saw good city. Remember, we got an industrial foundation here in about 18 minutes. So, anything big going on in the city?
All good.
Y'all are good. Well, we're talking about y'all anything. We got money.
We're doing well. We're doing well, Judge. We came over here to help you with $300,000.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. So, yeah.
Well, we probably need to have a meeting next week since he's got, 7 days?
Yeah.
South Franklin.
Oh.
Unless you can get an extension.
Carl, I
know him pretty well. So.
We've got a letter due of intent we had signed. Yeah. They're holding right now on a 7 day hold. But we've got a letter due of intent.
Yeah, I don't want you to lose it.
Yeah. Once that's sent, that holds it longer. But we've got to have some kind of assurance to them that, hey,
it is
what we want to do. And we don't have that now. We wanted to go through this with y'all before we did anything else. But right now it's on a 7 day hold, and that 7 days is coming up pretty quick. Once that's filled out and sent in, then that's our obligation to purchase the truck, and they'll hold it for us, and we won't lose it at that point.
Can we set up a special meeting next Thursday? That way we can get posted today.
Where that 3 day?
Yeah.
Wednesday would be the earliest.
Yeah.
If we post it today. Because they'd give us all day Friday, all day.
I'd get lost.
Right.
On bigger Thursday.
Well, could we do it
Wednesday.
Do it Wednesday, that's good.
We'll do it Wednesday. Just do it Wednesday. That way we can show that we're approving the first
step. It's going to be Wednesday after.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No. No.
It's the day exclusive. I mean, it's a.
Yeah, you're right.
Today won't count. Right. Wednesday won't count. You got 3 full business days in between.
I think Friday.
So. Yeah. Well, as long as we get it posted today, it doesn't matter what time Wednesday.
Do that. It's two. So what time Wednesday?
I won't be here.
Somebody's got to break into the best computer to figure out the agenda.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know, because y'all probably got more.
We can figure it out. I think I've got it on my
I've got a template of the
computer somewhere. It'll be just like this one, I guess, won't it?
Okay, guys, I'm gonna need,
some kind of special session.
So that I'll have an exhibit and we'll have prices and I'll know what exactly the commissioners are gonna be approving.
We might have to cut Marla off. She already drank too much and she's over there.
Oh, man, I knew that was gonna happen. I knew better than to say that right there. But yeah, that's all I know.
That's going down, we got these doors.
Yep, I'm good, messy Marvin.
I'm assuming that's coffee or something.
Yes.
So then I think it's probably coffee.
I'm hoping it's coffee, all right.
No, it's kind of a big question. Come geek out.
I'm not here, so I don't care. Go ahead to the chairman, y'all wanna talk about some of this stuff on here? Ricky, jail, jail midnight?
Did you get your new system, your new AC system, Sheriff?
Yes, ma'am, and there's business over, but then, if we, this is a Peters, it'd be a good thing, but we're moving, getting all our new radio equipment put in, that we've got grants for, moving to the other end, in the process of middle of that. That way you see our Peters back up on each end of the county, I think. We'll have a whole new digital console, be able to talk to everybody around us.
There's something, I'm gonna say something about county building.
You wanna talk about the hoe?
Yeah. No.
What's up with the hoe?
Something blow up there?
No. No, we don't need to talk about that other thing here. Thank you for making you.
It's just an internal fight.
They were good.
And they mean good by what they do that.
One of the best things to do in the county, right?
That, yeah, it is, it is.
It's one of the better things we've done.
Yeah, it is.
Some days it's better than others.
But as my daddy used to say, you got to the age, he could speak with impunity. And it's that way that I have all them folks, they're good as gold, they are good as gold, and I just...
Remind me of my mother.
We got some issues, but we're getting it worked. One of those things. It'll all work out anyway. 20 years from now, I'm gonna make a better difference. So anyway, no, it's just, we'll get that worked out. That should be y'all's problem right now. Unless we need some money later on. We'll talk about a budget, some stuff they might need down there. And I told them to bring it up at budget, don't do it right now. So.
Yeah, are you gonna need an interlocal agreement?
He didn't get back to me.
Okay.
He just went and bought one.
Oh, well, good for you.
Let's see here. I think that's the main thing. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
I did have the location for late. I did go over that with you. Y'all want to kind of work toward that direction to do something? Eddie, what do you think about that? What are you thinking about that? How many trucks do y'all have there? If we put a truck on that end?
Do what now?
I said, if we did put a truck over there by Guthrie Park, would that be something we can do, or if we decide to build a building next year or two or so, or?
Yes. I think it would help out with ISO rating tremendous, because they're only good for 5 road mile radius.
Yeah.
And with the lake right in the middle, that kind of blows us up.
Yeah.
Where we're sitting right now, we could reach the south end of the dam, but not extend out any.
Yeah.
Or we could reach almost to Eagle Point.
Yeah.
So you got everything from, say, Eagle Point on the west, all the way around Salt Creek, Walleye Park, even down to Sterling Shores, Cattle Point, and all in the south end of the dam.
Macon.
It would cover all that.
Macon, yes.
I'd reach almost to 11, wouldn't it? 5 miles.
That would reach almost to 11, Highway 11.
It'd get county barn. Yeah, a little bit further. That's county barn back there. Yeah. But as a crow flies, it's
road miles.
Oh, it is road miles. Yeah.
That's what hurts us much in these developments. So we can get there, but before you get to the end of the road in the development, you're out of your 5 miles.
It's almost like y'all said something north and south side. That was I'm glad the water district was talking about the other day, the Guthrie Park, but I know at one point in time I talked about that the building that was right across, next door to the Lions Bank.
No, it's too far away from Lincoln. I mean that part of the lake.
Killers don't play.
Yeah, both killers don't play. Yeah. This got multiple things in it. That could service, I think, all of them, cover up all of them.
Well, we used
north
to have
part of the lake and east part.
Yeah, we used to, what's your name, had to hear all the time?
Patterson.
Gene Patterson. You know, we had
LC Park. LC Park right here.
Yeah, that's right. We'll
yeah. Nobody is. See, we got four stations right now. This truck's parked in. But the only one that's recognized with ISO is station 4 there, 118 and 3367.
Yeah.
The other three, they've all got brush trucks in them. There's not enough water in them for them to qualify.
Really? Okay. Well, even if it doesn't help ISO, really and truly, a grass truck right there would help.
Oh yeah,
speed things up, you know, grass fires and everything, even small building fires and everything. You know, you tell somebody else, you can knock it down until somebody else got there.
Yeah.
And everything.
Is Talco? Do they still have a fire department in Talco?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
I'm beginning to wonder over there.
I think they had a chief leave or something. They had a half left. Kind of
well, that's what I knew I'd heard a bunch of them had left, and I didn't know if they still had a. Because you know that helps out that way if you get them to come in and do out east.
Well, see, we're really truly about 2.5 miles from Tri-County and Blodgett to make. Yeah. Do we work with them at all? Mm-hmm. Do y'all talk to them ever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
I've seen them actually come over and
we'll holler at them when we need some extra help and all down there.
I meant to go to their chili. Is that this weekend or next weekend?
No, it's coming Saturday. No. Yeah, this coming weekend.
Yeah,
this Saturday.
Just tell them. So I'm going to try to go down there to that. So. All right. I got a little investor friend.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, I went down last year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying.